Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, people. And if you don't know by the pictures on our Facebook page, it is Thursday.
I saw those, Derek.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can take credit for it.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, as far as posting them, but the beautiful objects inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't take those personally.
Oh, right, right. Well, welcome everybody to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Yes, the moment you've all been waiting for, right? Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night.
I got to admit, I'm a little bit fatigued with the weather here. I don't want to complain. Is it wrong to complain now?
No.
Have I reached the threshold? Like, have we been in summer and warm weather long enough to complain?
No.
I still got
to
wait.
I mean, it's okay. Everybody does their own thing, but
we have
had exceptionally warm weather, which has been very nice.
Yes, and then all the lead in the water, the lead in the water, plus the hot weather, kind of waking us up.
Yeah. I'm a little fatigued trying to figure out how to look at the statistics on iTunes. I can't figure it out still. So I've been doing this for 15 whole minutes.
Are there any iTunes aficionados out there?
I'm in my iTunes Connect. I see the shows. I can't figure out where these things are. I'm looking at like these help forums.
Nice. Okay.
I'll figure it out. But usually I like things to be fast. I'm usually really fast. It's like, okay, how do I do this? But 15 minutes have passed and I haven't figured it out yet.
Really? 15 minutes? Nice. Well,
I know, right?
I'm
done with this. I'm over it.
Right.
I'm impatient. I'm not very patient, Derek.
Really?
No.
I find it hard to believe your history as a dominatrix. You know,
well,
you
if I'm getting paid.
Oh, patient. Comes with a
fee. Yes, exactly.
Got it.
If you're paying me, I can be as patient as I need to be.
Nice.
Well, the more I'm being paid,
the more
patience that I have. I was a college instructor for 17 years.
Okay.
That takes a lot of patience, but I was paid well. So,
yeah. You
know, it's okay.
You could put up with the attitude
right.
of the young person.
But just in general, I'm not really that patient.
Right. Okay. I got that. Now, back to this iTunes thing you're working on. Now, you had mentioned that we've been getting some pretty good remarks. And so, you know, the radio show is doing well. So we'd like to say thank you.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. And, you know, we don't want to get anything old or stale for you. And, you know, so we appreciate you guys listening in. And we look forward to giving you some more content to have some buzzworthy talking points to your friends.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's so much fun.
Absolutely. So we want to take a second to get into some national news here.
Oh,
but
really?
Before I do that, I would like to give a shout out to Tracy Murphy out of New York, who has just created her own eyelash company. I went to school with Tracy at Powers. And so the name of her brand is Lash Star Beauty. So if any of you ladies or men would like to frame your eyes to make them pop, nothing else can do it like Lash Star Beauty.
Oh, really?
Right? Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. So
what is this? Is it is it a mascara? Is it tattoos?
It's for
like
eyelashes.
Fake eyelashes? No.
Real eyelashes. So Tracy Murphy is really good friends with Kate Upton, and she also does the makeup for most of the models on the Swimsuit Sports Illustrated, as well as Simon LeBond's wife from Duran Duran. And so they all got together and said, hey,
Let's make
Lash Star Beauty a reality.
Oh.
So this is great.
Now I'm curious. I need good lashes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Who doesn't want good lashes?
I know.
Right? So remember that. When you're contemplating, go to Lash Star Beauty. We'll put some information on our Facebook page for you. And just keep in mind that you're helping out a hometown girl when you buy her product.
Ah,
right.
Nice.
It's all about supporting the people.
Exactly. Very cool.
Yeah. So now this national news segment, you know, I don't know if the debate is over or not about same-sex encounters. Is it a big deal anymore, Tina, or is it just, you know, is it commonplace now? In your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, it's definitely not something people shy away from, I don't think, anymore.
Okay.
I think some people still do in personal families. Some people are still treated poorly within their family if they have, like, you know, something that people aren't used to. So I think that still happens often.
Right.
But I don't know. It seems to definitely be something that in mainstream is more accepted. You see it in television and movies now.
Well, that sounds like it goes in line with this article here. It says here that the number of Americans who say they've had sexual activity with someone of the same gender has doubled since the 1970s.
And I think a lot more people are experimenting with it.
You
know, I don't know. Does the article say more women or more men?
Well, it's going on to say that these findings come from the National Opinion Research Center's General Social Survey, spanning from 1973 to 2014. And the participants were between 18 and 96 years old. I don't know if I could see 96-year-old gay sex. I don't know.
Why not? There are 96-year-old men who are gay.
And women, I'm sure. But,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, a firm pair of balls or a saggy pair of balls?
Does it matter?
Well, yes, it matters. Everything matters.
Why does it matter? You're both old to have sex.
Well, the saggier the balls are, the greater chance you have of swallowing them.
Oh, my God.
You ran into that one.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay. Oh. So, it says here, more than 34. You did fall into that. It's more than 34,000 men and women answered questions about their attitudes on same-sex sensual relations, and 28,000 shared details about their own sexual experiences, according to the survey. In 1973, acceptance of same-sex sexual relations were just over 10%, and by 2014, 50% said they were okay with same-sex sexual activity.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, the biggest jump, they said, occurred in 1990.
Mm.
What the hell happened in the 90s, man?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I wonder.
It wasn't Madonna then, was it? Was it Madonna in the 90s that was big, or was she the 80s?
Kind of 80s, I think, yeah.
Man.
So, you know, I don't know if it's true or not, because there's lots of men and women, but in terms of it being something to experiment with, I think there's more women on that side who might do it for a guy. Like the guy says, hey, I want you to do it with two girls.
Oh,
and I think a lot of girls are doing it, but aren't necessarily, you know, gay or bisexual, but they're doing it to please someone, where it's less often for a woman to say, hey, let's bring in another guy and let's do it, and the guy agrees to it.
Hell no. Sucking cocks, man.
Oh, my God. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
A
if you want to do
not
it,
the same
if you want
to,
if you want your girl to do it with another girl, it's the same as if your girl wants you to do it with another guy.
I don't.
It's
see
same
it.
Sex.
I don't.
Same
see
sex.
It.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. That's a good debate. So
there's no debate. It's the same. It's same sex. There's no debating it.
It's so much sensual when two women are going
why
down on each other.
Why? To you as a man, it is.
Yeah.
To me as a woman.
You'd rather see two guys choking each other out?
Yeah.
Wow, team up.
I know, right?
Woo!
But it makes sense because it's the sex that you're attracted to, right? So
oh,
if I'm attracted to men, I'm not attracted to women. So watching two women, I don't really necessarily find that stimulating. It might be fine. It doesn't bother me.
Well, with two guys.
But two guys, watching, yeah, gay porn with men is hotter to me than watching lesbian porn.
You know, it's so funny because I just saw something on Facebook the other day where a professional bodybuilder had admitted that he likes to jerk off watching gay porn.
Yeah, why
like,
not?
I don't understand. I don't know. I'm still caught, and it's so funny because my girlfriend Audra is, she was talking to me today, and she was like, you know, you don't need to talk about ass to mouth anymore. But
thank you. Thank you, Audra. Thank you.
But in my defense of the ass-to-mouth theory, I mean, if a guy can tell a girl, you know, and she's compliant now, if the woman is compliant to say, hey, you know, baby, I want you to bring another woman to bed, she's like, okay. If she's going to be compliant to that, how come she can't be compliant with ass-to-mouth?
It's hygienic. Okay, listen.
Damn, you still got hygiene shit?
Now, let's say you're receiving oral sex and a finger goes up your anus. You like that? It's good,
yeah.
Right? Now, what if,
yeah.
What if then that person takes your that finger and sticks it in your mouth after it's been up your ass? What do you think of that?
Yummy. I'm just...
No, seriously, though.
Well, you know,
what do you think of that? Do you think it would be necessarily hygienic, or would you rather have them wash their finger before it goes in your mouth?
Well, I don't know. I'm really clean in my rectum. I mean, I stick my finger up there, I clean it, I got the rag all the way up there.
But
so,
I'm saying, still.
Yeah, I mean, I would think twice about it.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Oh.
That's
okay.
The same thing.
All right.
It's like.
So I'm still losing.
Use a condom and then take it off, and then, you know,
all right.
Then you get that barrier protection.
So that's it, Audra, my dear love. We are canceling the ass talk.
I love Audra.
Ask him out.
She's so great.
Although, man,
yeah.
I tell you, I'm gonna revisit this ask him out conversation later in the year.
You know that
I
will
sure.
always have the hygienic response from me.
Yes, this is
yeah.
true. We need to get
I don't
some.
Care what people do, but. You know, you got to think about, would you do it the other way? I mean, probably not. You'd want to, you know, wash your hands.
In the next few weeks,
yeah.
I'm going to find a prostitute or a stripper to talk on air with us and tell us if she's okay with ass.
Because she's being paid. She might do it. But you know what? The majority, probably about 70 to 75% of prostitutes are not doing it because they love doing it.
Oh, damn it.
Some of them
also
have pimps that take a lot of their money. Some of them are forced into it. But you got to be careful who you find, too, because you don't want some pimp coming and roughing you up after, you know, talking to their girl.
This is true.
I mean, it is really sad. I mean, I love the idea of having sex for money being illegal. Because then you could have some processes in place. You could have protection for people. You could have women who could be more independent. It's difficult if someone wants to get in that business to be independent. And sometimes it's difficult if they've been pulled into it, coerced, forced, tricked, whatever, into it. It's very difficult to get out. So, you know, it's a really sad situation for a lot of them. Even the high-class ones, the ones that you pay $2,000 or $3,000 for.
Okay.
Most of those girls don't get all their money either.
Really?
Really. Someone else is taking it.
Well, in the event that you're not getting your money, I have some other good news for the ass eaters out there. So you just might not be able to eat your girl's ass, but ice cream has beaver anal glands included.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
It's on our website, ladies
well,
and gentlemen.
Well, you know, they use all different parts of all different animals. It's, when you see natural flavoring, that's probably
some animal's rectum.
Probably. Or something like that, pretty much, yeah.
You can't escape it, folks. No matter what Tina says, you just can't escape it. It's everywhere. Anal glands are a part of the human existence. No?
Maybe.
Maybe. There we go. We got her to a man. Damn it. How long did it take?
No, I'm not saying that they don't have that. That's true. I just, you know, I still like the hygiene of the thing. So.
Going on with the national news, we have some information in terms of Florida right now, in terms of the drug law.
What's happening in Florida?
Mentions that top prescribers of opioid painkillers, opioid painkillers in Florida wrote far fewer prescriptions this year after the state implemented new drug policy.
Good.
That's going to be very interesting. Florida's a pretty wild place.
Right, but the problem is that, you know, people get hooked on these drugs when they have an injury, and then it moves from a prescription drug to an illegal drug, and then you got heroin overdoses and people dying. And
we can't have that.
Right, so they could prescribe drugs that are not addictive in a much healthier way, and so that's good that they're making those more stringent rules for that, because the drug companies don't care. They're making a shitload of money.
Either way.
They're making a shitload of money, so they want more people to get hooked on their drugs.
Yeah. You know, someone said to me the other day, one of our customers at English Fusion in the bookstore came in and said, man-made illnesses require man-made medicine. I thought that was
exactly.
pretty profound, right?
Yeah.
Pretty profound.
It is.
On the lighter side of things, if you have a teenager in your car or in your home at this moment and you see them, please give them a hug and a kiss if they don't have a baby. Because U.S. reports that teen birth rates continues to fall.
Yeah.
It's a new record low.
Woo-hoo.
Right.
People are getting the message of CP123.
Oh, man. Damn it. She tied it in. Yes. So remind us again what that means.
Conception prevention in three simple steps. One. Spermicidal gel.
Ooh.
Everybody should carry it with them at all times.
Is it edible?
No. Some of it is, sure.
Okay.
But it probably doesn't taste that good.
Right.
But I think, you know, maybe those flavor condoms don't have spermicidal gel. I don't know.
Okay.
You'll have to look into that.
Check on that.
So spermicidal gel, women carry it with you just in case. If a condom breaks, you can put it in there if you didn't practice the whole 1, 2, 3, just a backup. Two, condoms.
Boom. Let's get
three,
it.
Pull out anyway.
Pull out, and where do you put it?
Shoot it on her boobs.
Nice.
There you go.
That's a happy medium.
Isn't that just like porn?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you use your spermicidal gel, you use your condoms, and you say pull out anyway. You're going to reduce pregnancy risk quite a bit.
Nice.
Just carry the spermicidal gel with you. If the condom breaks, you've got that squirted up there. You know, it'll hopefully kill everything. So, you know.
I hope you took notes. Now, the report goes on to say, according to the report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, moms ages 15 to 19 accounted for about 22 of every 1,000 live births in 2015, down from about 24 per 1,000 births.
That's really good.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it's not all about the sex. Sometimes it's about recognizing the beautiful young people that we have brought into this world and acknowledging that they are doing a fine job. Even the ones that may have made a mistake and,
you know, they just need
had
love.
A baby. It's okay, right.
Yeah. I hang out with the kids in juvenile detention.
Okay.
Every week. I love them so much.
And you're not pregnant yet? The kids from the juvenile?
Some of them have had babies.
Really?
There's a girl who, her birthday was just last week. She turned 14.
Mm.
She has a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I love her. She's so great.
That's good.
So, you know, the thing is a lot of times when kids are getting in trouble or they have those, there's a lot of issues going on. You know,
right,
there's a
right,
lot
right,
of
right,
issues.
Right, right, right.
A lot of them could be family related.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's just a lot of problems. So, you know, they just need love.
And
the kids in trouble need even more love. And the kids you don't think are in trouble need a lot of love because they might easily get in trouble. You just don't know. It's not, you know, always obvious. People wouldn't have thought that, you know, I had the troubles I had because my life looked good. I was played, you know, I studied music. I played varsity tennis. I had, you know, high honors. But that doesn't mean that I didn't have problems or other things that nobody knew about.
Absolutely.
So, you got to love them. You
gotta
just got to
love
everybody.
Right. Got to love them.
Just got to love everybody. Young people, old people, 96-year-olds having same-sex encounters.
With
sex all
involved.
Of them.
All
yes.
of them. Okay.
All of them.
All right. All right. You got it. Now, this is the summertime, and we are going to be swimming and in our pools and setting things up. But keep in mind that researchers report the disinfectants used in pools can create dangerous disinfection byproducts when combined with sweat, personal care products,
and
urine.
Urine. I know, right?
Man, no golden showers in the pool?
Right. It's not a good idea because it counteracts with the chemicals and can cause worse chemical reactions.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. So it's not really, you know, urine itself is really not that, wouldn't be a big deal.
It's
filtered through your body, you know.
Right.
So the urine by itself isn't a big deal, but it's that chemical reaction. Because if you think about it, a little bit of urine in 60,000 gallons of water, it's going to get diluted pretty fast.
Right.
But it's the chemicals that then add to it that, you know.
So be careful. Be careful. Yeah. You know, we've got a couple things going on with the water. Also, be mindful that the Zika threat is still out there. And so we're looking for everyone to make sure they use some extra protection for mosquitoes.
Protect yourself.
Protect, man, you got to protect yourself from everything.
I know. Oh, my God.
You can't have pussy anymore. You can't do nothing in the pool. You got to watch out for bugs.
We really do live in a world that's a little bit fear-based, you know, I think worse than in the past. I mean, in terms of real things that are, we need to protect ourselves from.
Right.
People, you know, we have to protect ourselves from people, from bugs, from disease, from water, from, you know, people who are harming people, those pharmaceuticals. I mean, I don't even understand it. The world maybe is going to implode. Maybe we're about to hit one of those extinction times again.
Uh-oh, here's
and,
the theory.
So, you know, the world will end as we know it, and something new might exist in the future.
It's the end of the world, and I know it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because look at all the stuff happening. It's just, it's not a pretty place. I don't understand even why people would want to have children today, because look at what you're bringing them into.
Well, I have to step in here because I am Mr. Positive.
I am Miss Love, but I'm like, yeah, love yourself. Protect your future generations by not having them, right?
No kids, right? But, you know, it's something to consider because things are a little bit hostile, to say the least, in the environment, but we do know the only thing that you can control is yourself. So,
that's a little bit of an illusion.
It can be a challenge.
A little bit of an illusion.
Well, you have to work really hard at it, you know, because people will push your buttons, and sometimes you are just a normal human, right? But you can do it, so don't give up. Procreate. All right, so a couple
no procreation. Breeder, non-breeder. There we go.
I don't know if I'm a breeder. I just like the act of having a baby. All right, so we got some positive reports here to share with you. And,
goodness.
Right,
like
because it's not always about the negative, right? No, we don't want it to be negative. So on our website, we will also on the Facebook page, rather, we will post some things that will help you to appreciate that stem cells may offer new hope for stroke survivors. How taking low-dose aspirin can give you longer colon cancer survival rate as well. And
that's good.
And the big one.
Yeah.
15.5 million Americans now surviving cancer.
Good.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. I lost two people in my life due to cancer, and I'm sure all of us have been affected by it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very promising in a world that could be negative, that people with cancer are living longer. Maybe some of these pharmaceutical companies are letting out some of the ingredients.
They do some good stuff. Sure.
Yeah, they're letting
Absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely.
So, now.
Now, let's get to something super funny.
Let's get to super something funny.
How about that pastor convincing his female congregation to give him oral sex because his semen is holy milk.
Right.
Holy milk.
By the power of God, suck my cock and get this holy milk.
Can you believe that? It's like, whoa.
It's amazing.
And he convinced them that it would be healing. And his semen is holy.
Well, sperm is a very enriching and full of protein. It helps with skin. Like, women can put it on their face for a mask. Tightens up the pores.
Maybe.
This puts a whole new level on the.
Yeah, because, you know, he's asking them to do this. You know, as a part of a ritual in the church, and that he was specially blessed. You know, his penis is blessed by God. Seriously? Seriously? You know, this is why I'm not really religious, because, and it's not just these little quacky people, but even huge organizations, and I'm not going to name church organizations because people will, like, come after me.
But I was going to say, where was this church at?
No, but just even the entire religious system.
Uh-oh.
Look at the way they fight against each other,
wars
against each other, covering up horrible acts that some of them do.
Yeah.
In the past, I mean, you know, you hear about certain religions right now that are waging holy wars. But you know what? Other religions did it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were religions, the Inquisition times and the Middle Ages and the dark, what they call it, the Dark Ages. People were being tortured. Maybe some of them were sexually aroused and it got into something else. I don't know. But, you know, people were tortured. It was horrible. You know, it's just horrible.
Yeah. In the name of religion, you can do a lot of things.
In the name of religion. And it's been throughout all of history. It's not just now.
So what
all
is it,
the way since
what
the
is
beginning.
It about the man in the cloth that can say anything and the parishioners listen?
I don't know. I don't listen.
If I opened up a church and called it Ass to Mouth Church,
you'd get some people in there.
That's how I have to do it. I got a loophole. I have to tell Audra. I got a loophole.
You can do the church.
Yes.
ATM Holy Ministry.
ATM Holy Ministry. That's awesome. So when you see that, just come on in.
You know, people do anything nowadays. It's so funny.
Right.
But, you know, sex actually can be healing. Sex can be a little bit of a spiritual experience.
Yeah,
you know,
for
very
sure.
Very soulful. You connect with somebody on, you know, an even deeper level than just emotional, you know, love and sexual and physical. You can go to a whole nother level of spirituality with an individual.
Well, according to this next topic or one of our videos on our page, this young lady is taking sex to a whole new level, and she's doing it by her dildo attached to
the drone.
No. What's that little thing that you use to the Segway?
Oh, on a Segway?
She's got a dildo hoverboard.
Oh, my gosh. I missed that.
Dildohoverboard.com.
I was thinking it was, but you know, we talked about the one on the drone a couple weeks ago. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's putting dildos on everything nowadays.
So, you know, I would say that women are feeling a little frisky in 2016.
Maybe.
Right.
You know, we have the old school fucking machine. Have you ever gone to fuckingmachines.com?
No, but I was
going
to.
Oh, these are like power machines. Those.
Is there something you ever see on kink.com?
We
give a shout out to kink.com,
maybe,
by the way.
Maybe, probably.
Women first machines.
Yeah. So now, you know, but these other things are a little more mild. A Segway, a drone, they're not, you know, like going at it, those machines are like industrial.
Yeah.
They're kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah. So I don't understand how this lady can ride a Segway across town with a dildo in her vagina and not pass out.
I don't know.
Like, you know.
Although some people wear them. Okay, I know someone.
Yeah.
Who, no, I don't know. Sometimes he tells me stuff and I have no idea if it's true.
Right.
So he has a woman who he has a remote control for the dildo, but he controls it from anywhere in the world.
Nice. Anywhere
in the world. He can be in the U.S., she could be in India, and he could control the dildo that he makes her because she's like a, you know, submissive, on that level. So very strict submissive, so she must wear it.
Wow.
And then he can control it from anywhere in the world. Now that's pretty crazy.
That is amazing. I would love to get my girlfriend a pair of those. Really? What are you doing? Turn up the dial while we're eating dinner.
Right.
Just
while
she takes a swig of wine.
Right.
Turn it on.
So.
Wow, that's pretty sexy though.
So you can, you know, wear them and have someone else control it.
I tell you, you know, and sometimes I think you and I may touch the fringes of the outer realm. But then when I see a chick riding a hoverboard dildo, I think
you're like,
free.
Oh, nuts.
No, you're still in grade school with this conversation.
Right.
So
right.
Tonight's segment, we hope, was a little bit of something for you in terms of our, I guess, professional skills. Maybe that you don't think that we're just all about sex.
We're not just all being just totally raunchy here.
Right. So we wanted to give you some more education. Yeah. Next week, we look forward to having hopefully a young lady that is into bondage, severe bondage, that has punished sluts that she knows, that women that take a beating off of the name of sex. So hopefully we get that interview lined up, and you guys will be full tilt Thursday.
Awesome. Have a beautiful week, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. God bless. And if you have time on Saturday, come to Angus Fusion for a giant yard sale, G3467 Flushing Road, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Awesome.
Ciao.